You're tuned into the BSX Digital Sports Network.
You are rocking with the hottest. Put your hands up for the boss. The Mixmaster is live. Get ready.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball, JP the Ticket. Vegas Scoreboard Express. Giving you that grease.
And that's how you wake up on a Sunday morning. I'm the boss of the big board, JP the Ticket. That's right. Back at you this Sunday, giving you the grease with my main guys on the line. Scotty Beam'em-Up Webb from MLBDaily.com. Good morning, Scotty. How you doing? Welcome back.
Hey, JP. Good morning, brother. It's Sunday. It's basketball. It's baseball. It's all kinds of stuff.
We got everything on the line for you. It's time for me to show what I got. And time for you guys to show me what you got. You hear the Jay-Z in the background. Daniel Cameron's on the line with me this morning from DS Sports Ledger. Good morning, Daniel. It's time to get the grease this morning, man. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning. Good to be back on two days in a row.
That's right, 2 days in a row. Yesterday, Daniel had me on his NFL draft show. I dropped the grease. I'm telling you, Jared Verse, best pick of the draft. The Rams got the steal. We're going to talk about it when we get back from the short commercial break. Going to go over some NBA yesterday. The Lakers, wow, made me look kind of slow. They pulled it off. LeBron lives to fight another day. We're going to talk about it when we get back. And in baseball, Scotty Beam'em-Up Webb is going to be back to give you the picks that pay yesterday. Shout out to my main man, Legal Lee, and the Stargazer, Miss Shireen, going 4-0 yesterday with their baseball and hockey pick. Told us that the Stars were going to take it down. So you guys keep it locked here with me, JB the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express, 107.1 FM, AM 1400, right here in Las Vegas, KSHP, iHeartRadio, JBTheTicket.com, KSHP.com, all around the world. I'm coming back with straight grease. Let's get the money.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball, JB the Ticket. Giving you that grease.
It's time to wake up and win the weekend.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball, JP the Ticket. Giving you that grease.
Join me every Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Time for the live action on Vegas Scoreboard Express on KSHP 107.1 FM and AM 1400. Dive into the game day with my in-depth analysis, expert predictions, and winning plays from the sharpest minds in sports betting. It's more than just placing bets. It's about securing wins. Head over to JBTheTicket.com and be sure to tune in to KSHP this weekend from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Time to ride the winning wave with VSX. Tune in and get your money back from the sports book. All money, all sports, no bull.
Missed the live show? Subscribe to Vegas Scoreboard Express on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and wherever you enjoy your favorite podcast and radio listening.
Skip your cable bill this month and join the action with JB and Fubo TV. Get 7 days free, 15% off your first month. No credit check, no deposit, no installation hassle. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. Sign up, download the app, and start watching games.
Enjoy being a subscriber after the first month. Easy cancellation anytime. Regional restrictions apply. Sign up at VegasScoreboardExpress.com.
Yo, you're in the mood.
World's finest, man.
Glad to be back on the line with you, JB the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express. Time to get the grease, people. Time to put the cash in your pocket. My main guy, Scotty Beam'em-Up Webb, East Coast Sports Investors, MLB-Daily.com. Daniel Cameron, DS Sports Ledger. So glad to have you guys back on the line with me this morning. The NFL draft is complete. it wasn't a very surprising draft. A lot of the players went to where we expected them to go. We talked about it yesterday. Again, Daniel Cameron had me on his network over at dsportsledger.store. That's right. Check out his website. Pick up some of his great picks, some of the swag that he's selling. Again, one of the younger and smarter, sharper sports bettors out there. And again, of course, my main man, Scotty Beam Him Up Webb, back on the line with us this morning. Because we both had technical difficulties yesterday. We were able to get them fixed. A little bit rough. But again, guys, I'm so glad to have you back here. So let's just touch on this NFL draft a little bit. We didn't do a preview show here on VSX like we normally do, just because we figured things would happen the way that they did. But there's a couple of picks that I want to talk about that I'm not a big fan of. Yeah, I'm hating early in the morning. JB the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express. Follow me on Instagram at JB the Ticket. I just don't see it here. The New England Patriots at number three, picking Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina. We've seen several North Carolina quarterbacks fall on their face in the past recent seasons. Mitch Trubisky. Now they've got Drake maybe out there. Maybe he'll throw it to his receiver. Maybe he won't. Very, very confusing for me at that point. And then we go down to the number eight pick, the Falcons picking up Michael Penix Jr. They have Desmond Ridder. He was a serviceable quarterback last year. Looked like he was one of the young up-and-comers. Then they pick up Kirk Cousins in the trade from the Vikings, who did pick up J.J. McCarthy. I'm satisfied with that pick at number 10. That's solid. That's solid. The Jets traded out of that spot a couple seasons back, and then right after that, the Jets picked up yet another offensive tackle. Missing out on the quarterbacks. Throwing this one over to you, Scotty Beam Him Up Webb's first day back after the technical difficulties. What did you see in that first round, man? Because, again, the first 10 picks, I expected Caleb Williams to go first. I expected Jaden Daniels to come off the board. But I wasn't expecting Drake May to go so high. And I wasn't expecting Michael Penix to go so high. Talk to me about your thoughts on those two picks. And then if you've got any ideas on some of the picks that you liked, love to hear it as well. And so with the listeners. Go ahead.
Well, I think that the draft went status quo all the way down to where Atlanta then came in and did their craziness. You know, I think that once that happened, you know, that created some value later in the draft, in the first round, where some of these teams that were drafting down on the board that needed, you know, offensive linemen or defensive secondary people, they could have the pick of their choice. Because, you know, when Atlanta came in there and they drafted Michael Penix, and I think that threw everything off, and then it backed everything down to, okay, we got a little bit of a run going on, and people got panicky about what was happening. So I don't really think that anything other than that at that moment became out of line. And then I thought that some of these teams later on down the board were able to get what they needed. You know, so, you know, and those are the teams that are already good anyway, so that's what they're going to draft. They're going to draft what they needed, and I think they got better. So you look at Atlanta, and I think that Atlanta made a major, major, major mistake there. You don't go out and spend, I don't know, what was it, $90 million or whatever it was to bring in a quarterback and then draft another quarterback who's going to sit for the next, say, 3 years or 4 years in behind Kirk Cousins. So, and especially at number one. Now, if you want to do that at number five, you know, fifth round or something like that, that's a different story. But I think that's a big, big mistake. And I don't know what they're thinking there.
You failed, you big dummy.
That's what they're thinking there. Again, that pick, not a big fan of it. Going back over to you, Daniel Cameron here, DS Sports Ledger. Know you've been chomping at the bit. We talked about this quite a bit yesterday on your show. I didn't like the Michael Penix pick, and I didn't like the Bo Nix pick. Again, I knew Bo Nix would go in the first round. He should have been a first-round play. But yet again, he's going to another team that has been known in the last couple of seasons to destroy the careers of quarterbacks, not alone in the first round, even some veterans. Talk about it, Daniel, here. We talked about J.J. McCarthy, national championship. Don't have a problem with him going to Minnesota. However, if you look at the weapons he's got around him, he should be successful. No running game to speak of, but he does have Justin Jefferson. But let's talk a little bit about this Bo Nix pick here, because the Denver Broncos, they shipped out Jerry Jeudy. They don't have Noah Fant. They traded away this offense and the offensive line several seasons ago to spend all of that money to pick up Russell Wilson and got absolutely nowhere. He said, let's ride, and drove him right into the wall. Go ahead, Daniel Cameron.
We talked about it a little bit, like you said, yesterday on the podcast, and we talked about how not many quarterbacks that come in that are over the age of 23 that come into the NFL, really none of them have really worked out. You know, maybe one or two, but really over the history, guys that get drafted when they're older like that, they typically don't work out. They have a short career. But, you know, Sean Payton's there, and, I mean, he's kind of got that same style. It's kind of a Drew Brees kind of, but I just don't know that Bo Nix is anywhere near a Drew Brees. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like a miss to me, but we'll see.
Right, right. Now, a lot of people that were talking about that Raiders pick in the first round, they didn't like it. I did. Brock Bowers at number 13 didn't trade up like I thought to get one of the high-powered quarterbacks. I think a lot of that had to do with that Jaden Daniels elbow picture.
Yeah.
If that was real, it looked like CGI, but I mean, wow. But Brock Bowers, again, All-American from Georgia. We talked about this kid on my show when he was a true freshman starting at Georgia and was a major threat in the red zone. So now the Raiders have a two tight end set. I'm thinking, we talked about this yesterday, Daniel, on your show, that they may try to go with the type of offense that the Patriots had back in the Aaron Hernandez days. Yeah, I know we don't want to really get into much mention in that, but the Gronk days, okay, we do like Gronk. So if they can get that double tight end set, gives them an extra offensive weapon, especially in the red zone. We didn't have a lot of scoring last year, only averaging 19.5 points a game. 20 points a game isn't going to get you there. But when you talk about quarterbacks, I know it's early. We just had the draft. There's going to be a lot of cuts coming into OTAs in the next couple of weeks. Do you think that the Raiders, going to you, Daniel Cameron, and then your thoughts on this, Scotty, beam them up, Webb, are going to be looking at possibly trading for one of these quarterbacks or maybe picking up some of these undrafted, unsigned free agents? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I like the Brock Bowers idea. I just, as far as quarterbacks, it looks like they're going to stay where they are. They have plenty of opportunities to pick some of the guys I liked, Rattler or Joe Milton III, which I'm a huge fan of. And by the way, I think Milton III may eventually beat out Drake May eventually over there in New England.
Of course, without a doubt. Go ahead.
And then, I'm huge on Milton III, actually. I was disappointed the Raiders didn't draft a quarterback, but seeing as they didn't, I think they're just staying with who they got at the moment.
Right. Aiden O'Connell's not a bad quarterback. He just needed the confidence. Not. They went through a lot last year. I told you guys as soon as they got Garoppolo that he was going to be a non-factor. Again, you got to listen to JB to Ticket every Saturday and Sunday morning right here on KSHP, AM 1400, 107.1 FM. The Inside Grease. Never going to tell you my sources. You'll never know, but I've been around a long time. Scotty, your thoughts on that, and then we'll talk a little bit about your Tampa Bay Bucks, who looks like these guys were totally focused on beefing up their defense. Go ahead, but on the Raiders, Scotty.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the Raiders, I don't mind, you know, the tight end pick. I mean, I guess the way to answer that question is, if you're a general manager, you have two choices. You either draft the best player available to you, or you draft your need of position. And at that level, when you're drafting, you know, in the first round, and your need position of quarterback's not available, I think that you can certainly go out and go, well, what's the best available position player that's available to us? And they identified the tight end there and said, yeah, we're going to take him. So I don't mind that at all that way. But I do think that, with the Raiders, they need a plan. They need a strategy. They need to have a foundation of what are we going to do to build this team. and where are we going to get, you know, quarterback play from? Because if you want to compete, you know, obviously that's where you got to go.
Yes.
So they got to figure out that part of it. And I know that, you know, O'Connell's a guy that's out there, and he played for them last year and showed some spots that was pretty decent. But, you know, that's not the way the NFL works. You got to be good or pass and get the next guy that's good.
Right. That's the reality of it. Again, the NFL draft brought to you by our friends over at Fubo TV. You can check this stuff out. So, again, talking about your Tampa Bay Buccaneers for just a second and their first two picks, their first high three picks here. They went with the center, Graham Barton out of Duke, but then you saw them go right to where the problems were, the secondary and the edge, picking up Chris Braswell in the second round, 25th pick out of, well, actually, pick 25, 57th overall out of Alabama, and then Ty Key Smith, the safety out of Georgia. He was also very effective in their secondary. But Baker Mayfield signed a 3-year, $300 million extension, 4,000 passing yards last year, showing what he could do, what he was expected to do as a top pick in that Browns organization. Not going to get too much into the reason that he didn't succeed in the Browns organization, but you've got him in Tampa. Are you guys a playoff team again next year? Just really throwing that out there. You really kind of filled some holes in the draft. These are guys who I think have a chance to make the team, at least in the first three rounds, and then the other guys are going to be working here. But just your thoughts on that, and then we'll take a short commercial break. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that, like, when you watch what happens with what the Buccaneers did, that's a team with a plan, right? I mean, they went out there and you know, they got their quarterback, and the quarterback did well. They made him prove what he wanted to prove a season, so he did. So the wide receiver, that, you know, they signed him back. So you know, their offense in most cases isn't going to be too different than what it has been, but it's been good. So where they've had the issues were on defense and offensive line. So they went out, got a center, and they got some guys to play the defensive back. They got some more linebackers. So I like what they're doing in Tampa. I mean, obviously Tom Brady's not here anymore, and that the world championship type team. But at the same time, think about the conference they play in, you know. They play with the Falcons and the Panthers and the Saints. So you know, you only have to be a certain amount level good to make the playoffs. And I think that Tampa Bay certainly is in that running.
There you go. Tampa Bay looking for them in the playoffs. You guys are going to want to stay tuned. Towards the end of the summer, we're going to have that divisional selection play, preview play show coming to you guys right here on VSX. Daniel Cameron giving you a shout out real quick, 30 seconds, and then Scotty a shout out. Tell them where they can get your picks. Anybody you want to show some love to, then I'll take this break and get back to the grease. Going to jump into some NBA action, guys, so it's time to grab your bankroll and get ready to hit the window and beat the line. Go ahead, Daniel.
DanielSportsLedger.store, STORE, for picks, or social media at DSportsLedger, or YouTube, Daniel Sports Ledger.
I love it. Scotty, beam him up web. Let's take it out to the commercial break. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, we're doing really good over here, doing a lot of positive things. Just go to the website, www.mlb-daily.com. There's free picks in there. There's data every day. There's all kinds of different things that you can look at regarding baseball betting. You know, baseball betting is a you know, it's a long grind, and it's every day. So you got to have a passion about it, and that's what I do. So I would advise anyone that wants to learn how to do baseball, jump in there. And, hey, do me another favor. Sign up, get some picks from me, too.
There you go. That's how we got to get it done each and every Sunday. Scotty, beam him up web here. We'll be back. Let's get the money.
You're listening to the boss of the big, JP the Tether. Vegas scoreboard sports. Giving you that grease.
In times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. We salute those who have given their lives for our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten.
This salute is courtesy of Mac and Grill Cheese Factory, serving our area with quality and pride.
For a fantastic meal, stop by 1331 West Warm Springs Road in Henderson or call them at 725-214-4140. That's 725-214-4140. Mac and Grill Cheese Factory, on the air, reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free thanks to our Brave.
Basketball season is heating up, so stay in the game with Fubo TV. Get the NBA, NCAA, FIBA, and more. Get 7 days free at VegasScoreboardExpress.com. Don't get cabled. Get Fubo TV.
As a three-time international award-winning restaurant, Joe's New York Pizza uses only the freshest and best available ingredients. From giant slices of hand-tossed pie to calzones, strombolis, fingers, and wings, Joe's serves all your favorites. Stop in for a slice at one of their two Las Vegas locations at Paradise and Harmon or South Las Vegas Boulevard, or you can check out their menu at joesnewyorkpizzalv.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn rewards on every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Fiesta Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details at the sportsbooks.
You're tuned into the BSX Digital Sports Network.
More fire, more heat.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball, JP the Kickback.
Vegas.
Back at you live, JP the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express. Sunday morning, 8:30. We're on the half hour, and we're talking some NBA playoffs. Just want to touch on it a little bit yesterday. Pause. Brendan Rice to the Chargers in the seventh round. The son of the great Jerry Rice, 49er, Raider, and Seahawk. A lot of people don't know too much about that, but Daniel Cameron, we were talking about that yesterday on your show. Thank you guys so much for tuning back in here with me, KSHP, AM 1400. 107.1 FM, giving you guys the grease to wake you up this Sunday to help you put cash back in your pocket. So we're talking some NBA, giving a quick recap yesterday. Daniel, let's go to it. It was my worst pick of the day. You guys know I'm honest on this show. The Lakers, somehow LeBron James lives another day. 30 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Nikola Jokic got that triple-double, 33, 14, and 14, but it wasn't enough, and the Lakers get the win, 119 to 108. So the brooms are in the closet. They have finally won an elimination game. That was some history yesterday that I was listening to another show. So the Lakers, again, making that paper history. I mean, the season's not all lost. They won the play-in tournament. They won the Disney tournament back in the day for COVID. They got that Disney championship. But Daniel Cameron, let's talk about it. So are the Lakers going to try to make a powerful push back, or is this just one of those NBA stories where they know if you don't have the Lakers in the playoffs, you might lose ratings. People might stop tuning in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, obviously LeBron's not going to give up. He ain't going to give up. But, I mean, ultimately, I don't see them coming back, ultimately. Danger.
Scotty, beam him up, Webb, throwing this one over to you. Small hiccup for Denver. Yesterday, again, there was no value to take the Lakers' money line, plus 135. You know, you don't want to be sweating a plus 135 money line and then end up winning it, and these guys end up losing that series. But they're up 3-1, the Denver Nuggets. Do you think that these guys are going to move in on Tuesday? I think the next game is, and go ahead and get it done. Scotty.
Well, I think this is a good spot again where, you know, these older teams like, you know, the Lakers, they just don't want to lose face. And they played well enough. They got one game at home. And I think you're going to see, you know, the better team prevail here. I mean, Denver's just a better team. So I don't think that I think the Lakers are done. You know, when you go down 3-0 and now you got to go back and you got to beat you got to win four straight against Denver, you're not going to do it. So at some point down the line, they're not going to make it. And my guess is that it'll be this next game.
It'll be the next game. Let me take a look at it. I think, let me pull it up here.
It's in Denver, so.
It's in Denver. Daniel, when are these guys playing? Okay, they're playing tomorrow night in Denver. Yeah. And they priced Denver quite expensively at -7.5. Let's talk about that Celtics game yesterday. The Celtics woke up and put a beat down on the Miami Heat. We talked about it yesterday, Daniel, that if the Miami Heat cannot come up with the scoring that they lack, having Jimmy Butler out, there is never going to be a chance for them to also keep this series even. Boston now leads it 2-1. They win it yesterday by 20, 104-84. Do the Celtics keep rolling, or are they going to have to continue to rely on what should be a big four trying to decide who's going to dominate rather than they all dominate? Because we saw it yesterday. Jason Tatum picked it up. Jaylen Brown picked it up. Porzingis picked it up. It was a pretty even play around the board from their stars. But the reality is here that these Heat are going to continue to try to fight and scrap. You got guys like Bam Adebayo, 20 points, 9 rebounds. They just don't have enough scoring power. So can you go ahead and just expect the Celtics to try to win these next two, or are we going to see a long first round as we have in the last couple of first round series in the NBA playoffs? Go ahead, Scotty.
Well,
Daniel, you can go ahead. I did it again, but go ahead, Daniel, and then Scotty after that.
Sure. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to take over. But anyways, like I said yesterday, when teams are tied up like they were yesterday, the better team, the favorite almost always wins when the series is tied. But yeah, I mean, I think the Celtics just, I think it ends 4-1. I don't think the Heat win again. I don't even think they cover it again.
Right. I don't think that they cover it as either. Scotty, go ahead on that one. Miami Heat, do you think that these guys are going to have anything left to try to even the series, or are the Celtics going to go up 3-1 and just start preparing for the next round? Go ahead.
Well, I think Miami went out and woke up Boston. You know, they woke them up. You know, Boston thought they had an easy road, an easy path, and that the players aren't being available for Miami. They were just going to walk over them. But you know, that's Bolstra, man. That guy can coach down there in Miami. He gets that team to be able to play. So I wouldn't be surprised if they covered some of these games coming up. But I don't think they have a chance to win any of them.
There you go. Maybe being able to get the spread. Let's talk about another game that was on the list yesterday. Shout out my main man, Darryl Harris, KLAS, CBS 8, 8 News Now in Las Vegas. We didn't win the first one, but the Magic are back in at 2-2. The Cleveland Cavaliers, it was a beatdown, a blowout, 112-89. Now, Darryl told us that the Orlando Magic are scrappy, and they've got a young person on their team named Banchero, but yesterday, you take a look at it, Franz Wagner, this guy had 34 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists. You never know who's going to come out and get it done for this team. Banchero only was a pedestrian 9-4, but they got Franz Wagner. The Orlando Magic are another one of these teams like the Indiana Pacers that play by committee. Everyone plays to their talent level, but most importantly, this is the series that you got to keep an eye on here, because the Orlando Magic are trying to come out of that 5 seed in the West. I'll throw this one over to you, Daniel Cameron, or the Orlando Magic for real, like Darryl Harris said. Go ahead.
I mean, they can beat the Cavs. I don't think they're going to, like I said. But I mean, they've got a real shot of beating the Cavs, but I mean, they're not going to win the next series after that.
Moving right along.
Neither of these teams are going to win their next series.
Man, he's just going in on him. He's like, look, let's not waste any more time. Let's round it out. Yesterday, talking about that Thunder and the Pelicans. Daniel, this is the team that you picked to win it all, and it looks like they're up for the task. The Pelicans getting blown out 106-85. Now, this is the series where I think the brooms are going to remain in play. Thunder clearly outclassing, outmuscling, outrebounding, outplaying this team. We talked about him yesterday, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. This guy gave you 24, 5, and 8. Brandon Ingram trying to maintain some relevancy here, but just dying on the vine down in New Orleans. Down 0-3, 8th seed, number 1 seed. This is looking like it spells disaster for the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm throwing this one over to you, Scotty. Beam him up, Webb. Do the Thunder go ahead and roll here and prepare themselves for whoever comes out of the next Western Conference round, whether it may be the Lakers, if they get wild, if they get a little bit crazy, or again, you go back to what we were saying before about you got the Clippers coming up today. We're going to be talking about that. But how do you think that the Thunder are going to fare, and do you think the Pelicans have any chance? And then we'll move along. Go ahead.
Well, remember that the Thunder's a little different than the other teams because they're young. They don't know any different. They're going to go out and play the best games that they can play. They're not going to rest. They're not going to do anything. I think they go out and I think that they just do what they do, and they make it non-competitive, and I think the Pelicans have trouble. You know, they're not like Denver or some of these other teams that are, you know, a little bit more older and not worried about losing one game. So right. I think they're going to go out and do what they need to do, and I think they win and don't have any issues today.
Right. It should be a strong day for them. And let's move into today's action, again being brought to you by our friends over at Fubo TV. Get 15% off. 7 days free. Go to FuboTV.com/JB, and you're going to be able to watch these games with no problem. So let's jump into today's action. I'm telling you, this is the team that I've been watching. It's been very confusing. The pricing is all over the place. Rotation number 549, the New York Knicks on the road today in the dog position. 5.5-point dogs to Philadelphia. Philadelphia minus 5.5 here today. We've been talking about these Philadelphia 76ers guys with Joel Embiid. He's finally stepped up to be the main superstar, to put it all on his back. There's no James Harden. There is no, what was that guy on the milk carton? He plays for Brooklyn now. He hasn't played in a while. Daniel Cameron, throwing this one over to you first with the Knicks. He doesn't have any of those distractions. So when you look at where Joel Embiid is today, trying to keep this season in the bag, not let it get too far away, do you feel that now with these guys down 1-2 at home today, do they even it up and take the Knicks back to New York with an even series? Go ahead.
The dog is barking. I think the Knicks win outright. I don't like Joel Embiid. I think he's overrated. I always have. I've never been a Joel Embiid fan.
Going over to you, Scotty. Beam him up, Webb. The 76ers today at minus 5. We see it going down to 5.5. There's some value here. If you take a money line, minus 205, it's kind of expensive here for the Philadelphia 76ers. So the Knicks have the value in the dog position. I'm not a big fan of the Knicks head coach, Thibodeau. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of stars slip through his hands and not very many banners get put up in the rafters. But, Scotty, what say ye today? Rotation number 549. As Daniel said, do you think that dog is barking? Go ahead.
Well, I think Thibodeau's a good coach as a dog, right? I mean, like, you want him to create and find some different things that his team can do that keep them competitive in games where you're getting points. For him and his spots where he's, you know, a favorite, I don't think that's necessarily I don't think that's his bag of tea there, you know, like,
right.
So I do think the dog can play here, and I think that the dog might have a good shot.
Right. I'm going to hold my nose, and I'm taking the Knicks today, money line. I'm taking them plus 172. You got to win by one, lose by none to get the money. Let's move down to the next game here. We were talking about it just a little bit before. Rotation number 551, the Los Angeles Clippers, another road dog today. Priced quite similar at plus 170 on the money line, plus 6 on the spread. Let's talk a little bit about this total, 209.5. Now, we've seen a few unders here in the Dallas Mavericks. Rotation number 552, Luka Doncic. You've got Kyrie Irving. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it, guys. We're talking about a team here that should be really dominating, They're only up 2-1 in this series. They're back in Dallas. Shout out to all my friends listening down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Flower Mound, Texas. Appreciate you guys' support each and every week. But I like the Mavericks today. I just don't like the pricing. If I was to take the Clippers, who have embarrassed me in that first game where they took it, but we got Kawhi, you got older guys on that team. Scotty, do you think the Clippers can come in today and compete with the Mavericks, or the Mavericks, you got to buy that down a little bit, maybe buy it down to a -3, give yourself a little bit of cushion, still some value there if you do that. Go ahead.
I think that the best teams most often win these series. I don't think that the Clippers are the best team against Dallas, but I also don't think that, you know, Dallas is like this juggernaut team. They need Doncic to go out there and have an attitude and play well. I think they need Kyrie to really support him. And if anything doesn't, you know, it's like this, right? If you don't play your best game in these games, they can lose. And Denver, right? They can play a non-best game and still win. So these teams, both of them, have to play their best games. And I think Dallas has more apt to do that than what the Clippers are.
There you go.
So I like Dallas.
He likes Dallas in this one. Telling you to lay the chalk here. Dallas Mavericks, it's expensive at -6. Buy it back to a -3. Talking to you, Daniel Cameron, on this one, do the L.A. Clippers have what it takes to even up this series, or are we just going to look at both of these L.A. teams possibly being out in the second round? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as the spread goes, I think the dog is barking. I think it's within 5 points for the game, but, I really think it could go either way today. But
right.
If I had to take something, I would take the spread, the +5.5 for the Clippers.
He likes the dog and the 5.5 for the Clippers. Let's go down to another series that, man, I just don't know what's going on here. I think it has a lot to do with coaching. We talked about this a while back. Doc Rivers has the Bucks, the former champion Bucks, in a bad dog position today. These guys are down 1-2 in the series, going up against the upstart Indiana Pacers. Now, to take nothing away from the Pacers, they were a solid team this year, but you're talking about a team that's got Giannis and Damian Lillard, who came here to win a championship. They were doing well with Coach Adrian. I forgot his last name, but I remember his first name was Adrian. But anyway, they were doing well. Then they just fire him out of nowhere, and they pick up Doc Rivers. And Doc Rivers begins to do what he does best, get teams out in the first round, with the exception of that championship with the Celtics back in the day. So Daniel Cameron, sticking with you here. Milwaukee, how can you not take a dog? +10 with the two guys I just mentioned. They're a terrible road team, though, at 18-23. That's the problem. That's the problem, okay? Now, they're not that good on the road. But again, I think that has to go back with coaching, because this was a dominant team until that coaching change. And now the Milwaukee Bucks are possibly staring down, going down in this series 3-1 today if they're not able to pull it off against the Pacers. Rotation number 554. Pacers -10. Very expensive. If you want to go money line with these guys, you're going to have to spend $425. Way too expensive. Tearing up wallets here. I like the Bucks +10, but they got to show me something. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah. I think you definitely take the points there with the dog. But something's wrong with the Bucks, man. I mean, they're way too good to be playing like complete dog shit. So I don't know what's going on.
The Bucks are terrible right now. I mean, when you look at where Giannis
really
is, but go ahead.
9.5, 10 points, it's way too much.
I mean,
it's way too much.
I just got something from CBS. Giannis has been downgraded to out. Look, guys, stay off of this game. Run. We're not. The dogs are barking for a reason. They're trying to bite you. Stay off of this game. This game is a trap, okay? If the Bucks are able to win and put this on the back of Dame Lillard, he's going to have to score 75 points. I'm just telling you, to be honest with you. So I don't even want to handicap this one anymore. I just got it over the wire. CBS Sports, the RotoWire staff. Shout out my main man, John Ryan, Predictive Sports Betting Playbook, and RotoWire.com. Thank you for this. Antetokounmpo has been ruled out, so he's got that calf injury. I'm staying away from this game. Let's move along to the next game here, again being brought to you by our friends over at Fubo TV, the NBA, the Phoenix Suns. Who told you the Phoenix Suns were not going to do anything in this series? Uncle JB the Ticket told you straight up that the Minnesota Timberwolves were not wolves in sheep's clothing. These guys were out looking for blood, and they're looking to get this series finished out today. Minnesota, rotation number 555. That's right. You got to dial it up. Going out to Phoenix, rotation number 556, minus 1.5. It's a short spread. Win by one, lose by none. If you want to take a money line, you're not getting a lot of value there. Going over to you, Scotty. Minus 120, even money for the Phoenix Suns. Do the Timberwolves get the job done today and make this the first series that gets locked up in the bag? Go ahead.
Look, I think Phoenix has give up already. I mean, haven't you seen, you know, like what those guys are talking, you know, how I think they're going to throw their coach under the bus, and I think that those guys are going to be done after today, and I think the series is over.
That's right. Take the Timberwolves and go to sleep. Daniel Cameron, D Sports Ledger, thank you so much for being on the line here. We're going to jump into some Major League Baseball when we get back, but this NBA, I told you guys the Phoenix Suns, we're not going to do anything in this series. Go with the Timberwolves. They've been getting you paid. Do you like to just take the Timberwolves today, money line, and go to sleep? Go ahead.
I mean, Suns have any pride at all. They got to win this game. So I'm going to go with the Suns. You know, I'm going to go against the grain on this one. I'm going to take today. They gotta have some pride in there.
Well, they may have some pride, but they probably don't have the grease. JB the Ticket and Vegas Scoreboard Express. I like the Timberwolves here. It's priced right. There is no value. Go with the better team. When we get back from this short commercial break, we're jumping into this Major League Baseball. Let's get the money.
You're listening to the Boss of the Big Board.
It's time to wake up and win the weekend.
You're listening to the Boss of the Big Board. JP the Ticket, giving you that grease.
Join me every Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Time for the live action on Vegas Scoreboard Express on KSHP 107.1 FM and AM 1400. Dive into the game day with my in-depth analysis, expert predictions, and winning plays from the sharpest minds in sports betting. It's more than just placing bets. It's about securing wins. Head over to jbtheticket.com and be sure to tune in to KSHP this weekend from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Time to ride the winning wave with VSX. Tune in and get your money back from the sports book. All money, all sports, no bull.
Miss the live show? Subscribe to Vegas Wolf Board Express on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and wherever you enjoy your favorite podcasts and radio listening.
Back at you live, giving you the Major League Baseball plays of the day. Scotty Bebop Web, MLB-Daily.com. And you got my main man, Daniel Cameron. You hear that grease from DS Sports Ledger. So, guys, let's jump into it. Major League Baseball was a little eventful yesterday. I went 4-3, I think. 4-3, not too bad. Because I know I lost three games on my 6 out of 9 round robin. But we're going to talk about it today and get back into the grease. Again, my main man, Scotty Bebop Web. Follow him on the social medias at Webby20MLB and Daniel Cameron. You can follow him on the Instagram at D Sports Ledger. So again, yesterday, some confusing dogs that came out and won. We give credit where credit is due. Detroit Lions, or the Detroit Tigers, if you will. Lions, Tigers, Bears. Oh, my. Tigers came back and messed up my parlay, man. I didn't expect Kansas City to lose that one the way that they did. But they're back on the line today, and the total runs is 7.5. Going over to you, Scotty, beam him up, Web. Rotation number 961, Kansas City Royals, plus 1.5, plus 143 in the dog position. Told you that total 7.5 yesterday. 11 runs were scored. I'm going to go with the over in this one. and I'm still sticking with Kansas City. I'm taking a money line. I need them to get right in this series, okay? They've been on a little bit of a slide, and what I saw in the late innings yesterday with their pitching, that bullpen didn't look like it had two fastballs, two curves. Looks like they were throwing gumballs over to the Detroit Tigers. Scotty, go ahead.
Well, every day Major League Baseball is different from any other sport because you have pitchers. And you have to grade each pitcher, and that's why the numbers move in the way they are. Ideally, these teams are about the same type teams. I mean, they're going to be battling to get to 500 or right in that neighborhood, both of them. But today, Detroit throws Tarik Skubal, and Tarik Skubal is probably in the top five of all baseball pitchers. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. So that's why you have a bigger number, and it looks like there's value on Kansas City. Kansas City's throwing Waka today, and Waka's been around the block a little bit, and he's very hittable. He doesn't strike out many batters, and he's got pretty good control, so he's not necessarily walking guys, but the offensive side for Detroit has more of the ability then to make contact, put balls in play, than what Kansas City does. So, you know, if you're looking at this game in those terms, you know, the way I would look at it is I would look more towards a first half, say first five innings, maybe a minus half a run and take Detroit, because I think Kansas City is going to struggle to score here. So I wouldn't play Detroit on the run line the entire game, but I'm also not going to go out and pay 150 or 160 or whatever this number is anymore.
So, that's what I'm saying.
I think you find a different way to play it, and the way you play it is to take, what is your edge? Well, your edge is Skubal on the mound, and as long as he pitches a good game today, then you're going to keep Kansas City from scoring hardly any runs, and you do have the opportunity with Detroit to score runs against Waka. So I like, say, a first five innings minus a half a run. I think the last time I saw that it was like 115 or something like that, and I think that's a good value, a good number.
There you go. Moving right along to another game that I've circled here. This is a team that's been keeping cash in my pocket. Let's talk about them. Those Washington Nationals, rotation number 9-51. It was a beatdown yesterday. They took out the Miami Marlins. I think the score was something outrageous, like 11-1, 11-2. Let me pull it up and get it exact. 11-4, actually. Gave you that as one of my plays of the day. It was able to put that cash in your pocket and bring you home. They're still playing a terrible Miami Marlins team. I think the Miami Marlins are gunning for the number one pick in the Major League Baseball draft coming up later on this summer as well. 6-22, -140 today, though. I still got the Nationals in that dog position. They've got Corbin on the mound. Talk about a guy 0-3. He needs to get a win today. 6-5, so 6.5 ERA. Not that great, but again, the bats on his team are a little bit better. And then you talk about Weathers on the mound for Miami. Throwing this one over to you, Daniel Cameron. Do you think we can stick with the Nationals here? Not a great team at 12-14, but much better than I thought they would be at this point. But again, you talk about these guys down in Miami. They're just absolutely terrible. I don't know what Derek Jeter did in that whole situation where he was the owner, but he got out of there and looks like he took all the talent with him. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, for the game, I would take Washington. If it was first five innings, I might take Miami.
Miami can't score. Why would you do that?
They score. Watch them this year, they score in those first two or three innings, and then they just go scoreless the rest of the game.
There you go. Going over to you, Scotty. Beam him up, Webb. Who do you like today? You got Pat Corbin on the mound. This guy's got a terrible ERA. Yes, I know. So now let's talk about the total of 8.5. There could be runs scored all over today. Again, I'm just taking Washington money line. They're a good dog barking, but both of these pitchers are absolutely horrendous. Do you think a lot of runs are going to get scored today just because they're serving up softballs? Go ahead.
Look, it used to be a famous thing around the, you know, betting on baseball that, hey, welcome to Patrick Corbin Day. that just means, you know, that you're going to bet against him and you're going to do just fine because Patrick Corbin is a guy who gets shelled every time he goes out and pitches. That's no different in today's market than it is in any other market. The problem is Miami. You know, yesterday you talked about it, right, that they didn't score very many runs, but JB, they had more hits than Washington did. They had like 13 hits 14 hits and only scored 3 runs or 4 runs or whatever it was. So you know, you have to then go, do I trust any of these offenses? And the truth of that matter is no. So you know, I think Weathers is a better pitcher than Corbin is, but I can't pay the price of Miami being a favorite. So I don't necessarily sit here and go, okay, well, I want to go back Corbin. But at the same time, what choice do you have?
What choice do you have? Hold your nose and take the Washington Nationals. That's my baseball bet of the day. Going around, guys, got about 4 minutes left. Let's touch on this Tampa Bay Rays game yesterday. Cost to me. Lost by one in an extra inning. The Tampa Bay Rays, kind of disappointing this year, 13-15, losing to a 5-22 team here today. I'm still looking at the Rays. Can they get back on the right side of the win column? You got the White Sox barking as a home dog today, plus 118. They got Fetty on the mound going up against Lytel. Lytel and Fetty both have pedestrian ERAs, 3.3 for Lytel, 2.73 for Fetty. And you talk about this total at 8.5. Now, yesterday, 15 runs were scored. I'm liking this over again. The pitching stinks. The hitting is good, but you don't know who's going to win. Scotty, I'll throw this one at you. Tampa Bay, 3 minutes left. Give you about 45 seconds, then we'll start getting this thing ready to roll. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is really, really making an embarrassment of themselves. You know, going into this series, the White Sox had won 3 games. I mean, that's it. They're 3-22 or something like that. So now the White Sox have almost doubled their whole season win total in the last 2 games. They beat Tampa Bay twice. So I think that sets up pretty good for Tampa Bay today. I mean, Tampa Bay, I don't think is going to lose 3 straight games to the White Sox. That said, you know, Lytle is the guy that's going to go out there and he's kind of veteranish kind of guy. He's not a big strikeout guy, but he's got good metrics, meaning that his xFIP numbers and his Sierra numbers, where, you know, what's to be expected of him is pretty good. Fetty's kind of the same guy. He's not a big strikeout guy either. So Tampa Bay's offense, even though they haven't done amazing things, still ranks 8th in baseball. So I like Tampa Bay today. I just have a hard time trying to get out there and pay 100, you know, minus 130. But I like Tampa Bay in this game.
Going with Tampa Bay again, guys. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Time for the best plays of the day. Thank you guys so much for listening all around Las Vegas, around the world. I got people listening all the way out in Ireland. Shout out my main man, Mavericks Way, Linwood Hard Rock Hamilton out in California, the two Rons, Ron Third Down Best Bets, Ronnie B, Legal Lee, and Miss Shireen, a.k.a. the Stargazer. They didn't give any picks today, but I kind of figured they're going to go with the Stars. That's who they like in hockey. But let's go around the big board. Daniel Cameron, again, thank you so much for coming on, and thanks for having me on your draft review show yesterday. What's your best play of the day, brother? Let's put some cash in the folks listening in Vegas's pocket and around the world. Let's do a little bit better than yesterday and bring that money home. Go ahead. What's your best play?
All right. Houston and the Colorado Rockies take under 16.5.
Yes, take under 16.5. I actually took that under yesterday as well. Got it by the hook. But the team that I had to win yesterday in that Padres-Phillies game, I went with the Padres. I know. I also like the Red Sox today. Yesterday, they put a hurting on the Cubs. Scotty, beam them up, Webb. What's your best play of the day? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you to go out there and ride the Dodgers one more time. I mean, you can get the Dodgers at plus 102 today. So I think that they hold up against Toronto, and they knock Gausman around a little bit.
There you go. Talking about Grove and Gausman. Total in that one is 8.5. I'm going to buy it back to 7.5 and take the over. Both of those pitchers have over 5 ERAs. So, again, guys, thank you so much for listening this weekend. Tune in next Saturday and Sunday, same time, same place, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on KSHP, AM 1400, 107.1 FM and AM 1400. Stay tuned next for another show that VSX is producing. Dr. David Schoonover, the Mind Coordinator, going to be talking to some coaches about what is going on in the world of sports, around the world with mental health. So again, guys, 10 seconds, 2 quick shout-outs, and then we're going to get out of here for the day. Daniel Cameron, one time for you, and then Dan, Scotty, one time for you, and then we're gone. Go ahead.
Yeah, Daniel Sports Ledger on social media.
There you go. Thank you so much. Scotty, beam him up, Web. 10 seconds, and we got to roll, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, just take a look at my website, www.mlb-daily.com. I think you'll find a lot of good things there.
That's right. I do as well. Again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. It's time to do one thing, get to the sports book and get the money.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball, JP the Ticket.
Vegas scoreboard express.